In today's podcast, we are challenged to fight the right battles with the right weapons. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So, I'm a fan of action and adventure movies, and one of my favorite scenes from a classic one is Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. And there's this scene where a guy brings a sword to a gunfight. In many other scenarios, he would have been a feared opponent and probably even victorious. But he came to the battle fighting with the wrong weapon. Now, in multiple places in scripture, there is a discussion around fighting battles with the right weapons, or even making sure that you are even fighting the right battle altogether. Now, Ephesians 6, 12 through 13 reminds us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." This passage confirms our main opponent and the weapons used. The passage would go on further to describe the armor, including the sword of the Spirit and prayer. Showing up to this fight with the wrong weapon would prove just as unhelpful as the man in the indie film that I mentioned earlier. Now, Paul gives this lesson to the church in Ephesus, but a similar lesson had to be first taught to the first disciples, specifically Peter, as we read in today's reading of John 18, and then the significance of that lesson is explained later on in the same chapter. As we read of Jesus's betrayal and arrest, now Peter was there at the scene and misunderstood the battle that they were fighting, as well as the weapons that were needed. We read of Peter's reaction to the arrest in John 18, verses 10 through 11. It says, "Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, 'Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?'" Now, in Matthew's telling of this same encounter, Jesus says in verse 52, "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword." Verse 53, "Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" You guys, he is telling Peter that greater than defending against evil in this moment is obedience to the Father. But also the refrain of much of the New Testament is echoed here, in that this is not how we win this battle, Peter. "Now, I could have easily stopped this man," he's saying, "but this isn't the way." Jesus even goes as far as to heal the man's ear in Luke's telling of this very same event. Now, why is it so important that they do not fight back? Jesus gives us some insight in his conversation later on in John 18 as he responds to Pilate. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Jesus is making it clear that the fight is for the right kingdom, right? His kingdom is the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom won or lost in the Spirit and not by the sword. We should take another moment here today to be reminded of the importance of our embracing of the battle in the kingdom of God and not in the kingdom of man. Now, the witness that Jesus bore speaks the truth that how we battle shows our allegiance to either Jesus and his kingdom or our own efforts to stage a coup of sorts against his leadership. We should not be ashamed if we get this one wrong, however. Peter, who walked closer to Jesus than anyone, right? Than most of the disciples especially, he got this one wrong. But we see from his life post-resurrection that he embraced the right weapons and fought the right battle in the days and years to come. So will we be ones who through our actions on earth demonstrate that Jesus' testimony before Pilate is true of us too? We do not fight in the flesh to defend that which is of the Spirit. Our battle is in the Spirit, waged in prayer, in gospel proclamation, in staying suited up with the whole armor of God. So let's pray right now that His Spirit would help us in the moment to discern the right battles and the right weapon needed. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you bring us to the battle, Lord God, because we know in that moment that we have an opportunity to embrace more and more of you and your Spirit, Lord God. We ask that as the battle comes, Lord, that we would discern that it's the right one, that we would not engage in the wrong wars, Lord God, and that we would not do so with the wrong weapons, Lord God. Remind us of what the armor of God is. Remind us of the spiritual nature of all the wars that we truly are called to wage, Lord God, and that it is not weapons of war, not weapons of earthly power, not weapons of the flesh that we are to wage with. Lord God, thank you that you strengthen us for the battle and give us what we need. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode of Five by the Fire. I hope it's blessed you guys. Hope we remember this as we go into our day, that the weapons we wage with are of the Spirit, baby. So go about it today and do it with the love and the power of Christ living within you. And I want to encourage you that in all that you've got to do today, He will be with you. So don't fear, okay? Be blessed and be a blessing. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.